Yeah, so this is an ongoing investigation, and so there's limited information we can reveal about the details of this while it goes on. But what I can say is that with an officer-involved shooting, our goal is to investigate the case expeditiously. But that being said, we won't do that at the cost of not thoroughly and fully investigating a case. And so our investigators who work on these cases gather evidence, and that can include recovering data or information about what may have happened at a scene. Could include conducting interviews of witnesses. It often includes gathering information from the scene. And again, as we move forward in that process, it may be that there are times we can release additional information to the public. But again, that's guided by how things go. And in terms of the overall timeline, that's dependent on how long it takes us to gather the evidence. And so we don't set an artificial deadline. Rather, our goal is to have a full and thorough investigation so that when we provide that to the DA, the information that's provided is as thorough as it can be. Then once it's been provided to the DA, the DA makes a charging decision. If the DA brings charges, then the process plays out in litigation, in the court process. If a DA does not bring charges, what we do is we release publicly information from the investigative files. And so you can go to our website today and find information from prior investigations we conducted and see what that looks like. We're following the same approach in this case as we do in other officer-involved incidents.